Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 170, entitled, What We Ought to Be. As I read in the book of Titus, I would recommend that others do so. People believe that the best life should be established by who they want to be with, because of what they have, or to become power couples. To put it more succinctly, based on materialism. I want to point out the simplicity of what is written, because there is a special peace to certain types of individuals. So if you are used to turmoil and chaos, you will never appreciate them, even if they are right in front of you. My prayer for them is that if this is you, separate yourselves from these individuals and work on you. Because these attributes are powerful, only found in those who are content. These virtues are powerful, the characteristics of a true Christian. Considered by some to be boring, who cannot begin to understand this level of gain? Number one, older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love. These bear being repeated twice. In steadfastness, meaning patience, Christ-like in character. Titus chapter 2, verse 2 of the Amplified Version. Let me pause for a moment because this must be ongoing. You don't come to this level and become fooled by the devil and in pride thinking that you know everything. Becoming traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4 of the King James Version. The danger of backsliding is never far from any of us. As I give you this, we must also pray that we abound in love for Christ, ourselves, and others. Even more importantly, zealousness for Christ. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 of the King James Version. Number two, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, or malicious gossips, not given to much wine. Teachers of good things, that they may teach young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Titus chapter 2, verses 3 to 4 of the King James Version. As we read further, it is the woman's responsibility to make sure that God is honored in the home, verifying that disobedience in this area may lead to blasphemy of his word. As we read further, I want you to take heed why this is written. Rejoice, young man, in your childhood, and let your heart be pleasant in the days of your young manhood, and walk in the ways of your heart and in the desires of your eyes, the lust of the eyes. But know that God will bring you into judgment for all these things. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. Here is a better way. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. In other words, sensible, self-controlled, behaving wisely. Sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Titus chapter 2, verses 6 through 8 of the King James Version. Keep this in mind, for the remarkable, undeserved grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 of the Amplified Version. Evidenced by the fact that you woke up to another chance at salvation today. Number 4. This is the purity that is spoken of, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, showing spiritual maturity, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Now pay attention. And purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Titus chapter 2, verses 12 through 14 of the King James Version. Our hypocrisy is then called out, as we have been shown his mercy and love. It is made plain that we must always remember what God brought us out of, the darkness that was within us. Number 5, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. I am going to take the next part from the Amplified Version. For we too once were foolish, disobedient, deceived, deceived, enslaved by various sinful desires, lusts, and pleasures, spending and wasting our life in malice and envy, hateful, hating one another. Titus chapter 3, verses 2 to 3. This next scripture will authenticate the need for continued self-accountability in a constant state. Number 6. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing. I will say that again, renewing in the present tense of the Holy Ghost. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 of the King James Version. And again, I want to confirm that we must persevere while setting boundaries, protecting our space and mental well-being. Number 7. This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly. Yes, constantly. That they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain, and again, maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and striving about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Let me finish this in the Amplified Version. After a first and second warning, reject a divisive man, a heretic, who promotes heresy and causes dissension. Ban him from your fellowship and have nothing more to do with him. Because this right here, well aware that such a person is twisted and is sinning, he is convicted and self-condemned, here it is, and is gratified by causing confusion among believers. Titus chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. Remember that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Always coming from a place of love and in truth, thank you for joining me here again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.